place of Joseph. Sacrifice your intellect in love for the friend. Anyhow, intellects are from the quarter where he is. The intelligent has sent their intellects to that quarter. The dolt has remained in this quarter where the beloved is not.
Yeah, this is the opposite of the outcome of it. It says, you know what? The same people you want to do, stupid fellow, these ladies, they got their hand when they saw the beauty of Joseph. Why? Why all that happens? Because what is this intelligent apple that you have? Where is it coming from? It's given to you, right? It's given to you from what? From a non-intelligent source. The intelligence is given to you. The source is more intelligent. The other side is the stupidity. Let's go back to bewilderment. Yes.
If from bewilderment this intellect of yours go out of this head, every head of your hair will become head and intellect. In that quarter, the trouble of thinking is not on the brain, for the brain and intellect produce fields and orchards. Toward the field, you will hear from the field a subtle discourse. You come to the orchard, your palm tree will become fresh and flourishing. In this way, abandon ostentation. Do not move unless your guide move.
Okay. Look at the last verse. It's really difficult. It's beyond my English understanding. Anyhow, he goes back to the bewilderment and say, with the bewilderment, I mean that you understand that you don't know. So you shut your brain. Then, you know what happens? All the problem of you thinking like this and that will stop. So you're looking at the forest. Forest will talk to you. Forest will show you what the forest is. Not your imagination and coding and thinking and blah 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 and cleverness. When you come to the garden, suddenly your palm tree will walk. So everything moves. Then the last verse. The last verse is something that, let me read it for you. It's not translatable, really. Means taking the figure and trying to look bigger, trying to look better, more clever, and doing nonsenses. Like when you want to come in, before coming in, you would say, means I'm coming, everybody, and all that. This is Tawa Turom, and he will bring it with the Qalawuz and all that to say, listen, shut up, be quiet, and as far as your guide didn't move, don't move. Means understand that you want to go somewhere, you need someone to know that somewhere. With your brain you cannot. Yes.
Anyone who moves without the head is a tail. His movement is like the movement of the scorpion. Going crookedly, night
boy. What could you translate it? This is highlighted for me. What is the that anyone who moves without the head? First of all, in Persian language, when you say head, you mean really head. It means the head of the office, the head of the army, the leader, all that. So, anybody without the leader is like a tail. Tail is the worst part of the animal. So if you are not following a leader, you are the tail. Then Let me tell you about a very special tail. There is one special tail, yes. There is this scorpion that its tail will kill himself because he's so stupid he doesn't know that he's killing himself. And his name in Persian is Distorted Tail, Kajdom. So he will bring that distorted tail to say that this is what it is. If you move without a leader, you're killing yourself. You're poisoning yourself. Yes.
Going crookedly, night blind and ugly and venomous, his trade is the wounding of the pure bodies. Beat the head of him whose inmost spirit is this, and whose permanent nature and disposition is this.
Ah, permanent nature. Because if somebody will do this, yes, that someone could be corrected, he could advise. But when somebody repeatedly does this, this is his manner, then kill him. Knock his head. And when you knock on his head, you're helping him. Yes.
In sooth, it is good for him to beat this head, so that his puny soul may be delivered from that ill-starred body. Take away the weapons from the madman's hand, that justice and goodness may be satisfied with you. Since he has no weapons and has no understanding, shackle his hand, otherwise he will inflict 100 injuries.
Quite simple. This is something that in the next paragraph you will hear. He brought it that, okay, that art, that intelligence I'm talking about, is a tool, like a sword. If this is in the hand of a crazy fellow, what will happen? Whether he is playing with the word of Salah and Salah. The Iranians, they call them both Salah. One is the weapon, the other one is peace. They sound like each other to us, not to Arabs. So Iranians, they have a lot of problem with that. And we heard about that problem. Do you remember? Balal. The first guy that Muhammad sent up there, over there to say Allahu Akbar for the first time, the guy cannot say Salah. We'll say Salah. Means Hayya ala Salah, means live with the weapon, not live with the peace. Here Rumi is playing with all that to change the subject for you to remember that this is what I'm talking about. If you want to live peaceful, you shouldn't have the weapon. Yes?
Explaining that the acquisition of knowledge and wealth and rank by men of evil nature is exposing him to shame and is like a sword that has fallen into the hand of a brigand. To teach.
What is the explanation? Do you remember? Rumi does this a lot. When he's talking about something, he brings the stuff to the highest point. To make the point, then he needs to do some explanation and give you some references to this and all that. So there are a lot of titles that start with explanation. Look at it. This is the end of the story. The next paragraph is commentary. The next is explanation. And after that is another commentary. And the story will finish. This is what it is. Because he wants to explain it and to bring it all together. Now, a very precise paragraph explaining that why the knowledge is good or bad. Let's say I'm a magician. It's good to be a magician. And if I do this to someone, that fellow will have a lot of knowledge. Did I do good or bad? That depends on the guy. Yeah? If that guy is a serial killer and I gave him a lot of knowledge, what will happen? it. Less possible to get caught. So, knowledge is good or bad. You should understand that in this existence, whatever exists is good and bad. That's how it works. Everything will change, nothing will remain the same. Why? Because what it is not completed yet. That's what it is. These are something to really understand. Now, let's hear Rumi talking about it.
To teach the evil-natured man knowledge and skill is to put a sword in the hand of a brigand. It is better to put a sword in the hand of an intoxicated Negro than that knowledge should come into the possession of a worthless person.
Aha! This is what it is. He wants to explain that, listen, giving a weapon to the hand of a Negro, Zangi is in the time of Rumi, Negro. Not Negro, but something like that, really. And a drunk black fellow is the most dangerous fellow because he's drunk. He says, giving a weapon to that hand is better to teach a bad fellow something. This is what it is. You should understand what the knowledge is. Yes.
Knowledge and wealth and office and rank and fortune are a mischief in the hands of the evil-natured. Therefore, the holy war was made obligatory on the true believers for this purpose, that they might take the spear point from the hand of the madman. His spirit is the madman, and his body is his sword. Take away the sword from that wicked man. How should 100 lions inflict the shame which office inflicts upon the ignorant? His vice is hidden. When he got the instrument, his snake...
Excuse me, read that again. How should I...
How should 100 lions inflict the shame which office inflicts upon the ignorant?
Means what? Oh, because first of all, that lion is not lion. The word is Arsalan. Arsalan is the ancient Persian word for the hero, which is a good rider and he is fantastic. First. Here he will say the office is not office. Mansab means your what?
Position.
Position, a little bit more than position. Yes, your general social position. We say, you know what this does to the people? When, for example, somebody is hired in a high position, what will happen? They will say, if that fellow is stupid, this position will do to that stupid fellow something that 100 of these perfect warriors cannot do. Arsalan is the warrior. You see, this is how it is. One single fellow, stupid one, could ruin everything. Yes?
His vice is hidden. When he got the instrument, his snake from its hole sped along the plain. The entire plain is filled with snakes and scorpions when the ignorant man becomes king of the bitter decree. The worthless person who acquires wealth and office has become the seeker of his own disgrace.
This is that responsibility. Here we say, listen, as simple as this, if a bad fellow, a no fellow, we have this word in Persian, no fellow. Somebody is fellow, somebody is no fellow, means he is the bad guy. He will say, the bad guy, when he will earn something.